First Class, Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Buzzard's ruling maintenance, and immersive collaboration with space. The 510th Fighter Generation Squadron at Aviano Air Base recently returned from multiple training exercises to reinforce combat readiness and prepare for future deployments. The 510th continues to distinguish themselves during these trainings as leaders amongst other participating units, demonstrating exactly why the Buzzards rule.
The 510th FGS began their two-month TDY by participating in Red Flag, an annual integrated exercise that focuses on high-end combat operations while working with more than 30 joint and combined forces. After Red Flag, the Buzzards continued on to Bamboo Eagle, a large-scale agile combat employment exercise, followed by Combat Archer, the Department of Defense's largest air-to-air live-fire evaluation exercise. Captain Jared Mataitusi, 510th Fighter Generation Squadron, Sortie Generation Flight Commander, explains the importance of these trainings.
It's a huge chance for us to get to stress our capabilities, getting to find out under pressure, doing our best to compete against each other as well. And we did significantly better than expected, and we took a number one out of the 12 different USAF maintenance units.
Mataitusi also says, with the Buzzards return to Aviano, focus is now shifting to preparing aircraft and equipment for upcoming deployments and ensuring personnel remain mission ready. I'm Staff Sergeant Nicole Molignano, AFN News.
Immersive collaboration with space. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Vernon Young. Chief of Space Operations General Chance Saltzman unveiled the Space Force's newest strategy to better integrate commercial skill, talent, and products into the service as a key step for ensuring continued superiority. The Commercial Space Strategy is a detailed blueprint guided by four overarching mandates that include collaborative transparency, operational and technical integration, risk management, and securing the future. Saltzman says while advancing technology is a key objective, ensuring timely and effective solutions that directly tackle real-world issues remains equally crucial. He emphasizes the indispensable role of space is not just for the military, but for the global economy, and the continued access to a safe, stable, and secure space domain is a vital U.S. interest. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Airman First Class, Brandon Nelson.